Report, Biden's DHS flying single adult male border crossers into U.S. cities. By John Binder on June 2, 2021. President Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, is flying single adult male border crossers to cities across the United States, NBC News reports. A report detailing the Biden administration's lottery migration policy, resulting in the mass release of border crossers into the U.S. interior, reveals that DHS is flying single male adult border crossers into the country in addition to unaccompanied alien children, UACs, and adult border crossers arriving with children. In one recent case, 15 single adult male border crossers were apprehended crossing the southern border, sent to a DHS facility, and then bused or put on domestic commercial flights into various U.S. cities. DHS data published by NBC News shows that the Biden administration is releasing about 15% of all single adult border crossers into the U.S. interior and roughly 65% of adult border crossers who are arriving with children. But in reality, the border is not closed, the NBC News report states. Under Biden, the determination of who stays and who goes has become a lottery with winners and losers. The release totals are part of a nationwide catch-and-release operation implemented by the Biden administration where border crossers are put in taxpayer-funded migrant hotels and then flown into the U.S. interior. The operation is being aided by Catholic Charities and other non-governmental organizations, NGOs. From February 19 to April 22, as Breitbart News reported last month, the Biden administration had flown about 7,200 border crossers into the U.S. interior on domestic commercial flights. Border crossers are allowed to bypass photo identification requirements, boarding flights without a photo ID, and do not have to prove they are negative for the Chinese coronavirus. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.